Action Park Media.
All right. I really just don't spend a ton of time on the IG.
Oh, you're a TikTok guy now.
TikTok guy.
Exclusive?
It's not that, but if I have a couple seconds to kill, or I have some time to kill, and I want to do a little scrolling, you're not going to see me scrolling on Instagram.
It's a ticky.
Wow. Yeah. Straight convert.
Yeah. China. I want to give all my information to China. I let China know everything.
Let's get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 37.
Quick shift. Pod. I would like to go first.
Go ahead.
See how, by the way, not ever since we've talked to Sean about throwing it around the horn, he's like, just put a stop to it. It's just you and I playing.
Right, I know.
It's you and I playing.
May I? Patrice Bergeron, captain.
I knew you were going to say that. I mean, I guess you earned the right to say that.
Of course.
Yeah, he wears a Boston Bruins hat.
Usually, yes.
You're excited about that. That's good. I'll go Mike Pekka.
Did Mike Pekka, where he wore 37 in Buffalo, right?
He did.
Because he wore 27 on the island. You know what? I'll go Mark Parrish.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
American-born player, a little time with the Islanders, a little time with the Wild.
Former teammate of mine.
Really? You played with Mark Parrish?
Yeah, in L.A.
Really?
Played with a lot of guys. Journeyman.
I played on a lot of teams that had journeymen.
Okay.
Like, I had shitty GMs.
Yeah.
For the most part.
So you just got a lot of filler guys?
Yeah.
Sean, how many games did you play in the NHL?
I have no idea.
But over 500?
I think, yeah. Yeah.
I guess you were in the league a long time.
I think you were just shy of 500.
Just shy?
I think so, yeah.
I was hurt a lot, suspended a lot. Listen, if I had ever been here before, I would probably know just what to do. Don't you?
That's it?
Yeah.
You're not going to salute the troops or anything on Memorial Day?
I would have thought for sure that would have been Memorial Day related.
Me too.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, deja vu. No, it's in honor of the Dallas Stars being in the exact same situation they were in the other night.
Yeah.
Which is
what?
Win or go home.
Win or die.
That's
it. You know what? We got to deep dive into this. They got it done for Jamie Benn. The table is set for Jamie Benn to have a monster game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I would like to say on your comments regarding Memorial Day, it is a holiday today. And what I say, I like to say this. I like to say thank you for our freedom. I don't say thank you for your service. I think that's the stupidest thing to ever say. I say thank you for our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like if we were drinking beers, we would do a toast.
Yes.
To our freedom and the people that have fought for our freedom.
How about this? Freedom isn't free. You have to fight for it.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's not free.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come without some heavy costs. We all know that.
Heavy costs. I actually woke up this morning. I started watching. I'm going to hold
Take
on.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Your
time.
Don't get.
No rush.
I was watching the videos of kids getting surprised by their military parents. No.
Tearjerker.
It's gutting. And then when you have a kid, it hits even that much harder.
Oh boy, why would I torture myself like that? You know what? I was doing it to understand the cost of freedom.
Yeah.
It was a fucking reminder.
Big time.
So happy Memorial
shockwaves.
Day.
It sends shockwaves through families of people serving. It's wild.
Yeah.
And we
just want to go into it. It's like I'll take a moment. Stop the wars, okay? Stop this bullshit in Ukraine. Stop all the nonsense. Just let's all be happy. Let's live. Let's make things. Let's not go to war with China, okay?
No.
Hey.
Let's not go to war with China. People not go to war. If I'm in the office, they will not even think about it. I've told Ping Jiang, whatever.
It's not going to happen.
Kim Jong-un?
What is this, Scotty?
All right, well,
it's disgusting already.
Are the rats real?
The rats aren't real. I believe they're puppet rats. But a Panthers fan paints her rats in all the jerseys of the guys.
Wow.
Big time Panther fan. I don't know.
Look at the two of them. They're both wide.
You know why I put it in?
Because and I like it.
You know that these two have sat through probably 12 seasons of just dog shit Florida Panther hockey, and now they are rewarded with this Cinderella story and Matthew Tkachuk. So I just wanted to toss her in the Rat Queen. You got Rat King Matthew Tkachuk. This is the Rat Queen.
Hold on. What do you think? What do you think? At what moment did he say to her, "You know what? I want a Gudas jersey"? When did he make the decision? Because that's a big decision for a man that's committed that much to the team. Yeah. Like, how do you decide? Because Gudas hasn't been there long.
No.
A couple of seasons, maybe. There was a certain point
it's a good
where
jersey,
this guy.
Though.
It is. It's certainly paying off right now.
Gudas is the type of jersey where you know what's going on that team. You don't just get a Gudas jersey because you like the number.
Right. You know? Yeah. So, yeah. But there was a moment where he looked
like an
at,
Avery jersey.
Yeah. You got to be an outsider.
It's even a little more. Sean was way more charismatic. Gudas is...
He's in the weeds.
He's just a nuts and bolts guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Moving away from her, Vegas Golden Knights have blown a 3-1 series lead once in team history. The team that came back, 2018 San Jose Sharks, who was coached by Pete DeBoer, led by Joe Pavelski. I mean, is that a little bit of foreshadowing here?
I find it incredible. I'm watching all these sleuths talk about the Celtics and... The ref is in cahoots with the Celtics. Who has time to come up with this type of shit? I mean, I guess this is an interesting statistic. I don't think that there's any weight to it.
No?
I mean, what are we? Is this a Harry Potter movie?
They've been through it before.
Where are we?
Head coach been through it before. One of the main guys on Dallas and Pavelski has been through it before.
This means nothing.
He's carrying that story through the locker room.
This is air.
Oh, you think they're talking about it?
I don't think they're talking about it, but I think there's been, hey, we've been here before.
I just disagree.
Okay, I agree.
Agree to disagree.
And again, I'll get it right out of the gates. I think, again, I'm doubling down. I think Vegas is going to win the Stanley Cup, but... It's going to be fun to see if Jamie Benn can show up and make it count tonight.
Well, Jamie Benn versus Jack Eichel. And I'll tell you, Jack, he doesn't have a goal this series. He's got a shit ton of assists.
Yeah.
He needs a goal. Mm-hmm. All right. Jack needs to now separate himself from the pack and say, okay, boys, I'm here. I'm ready to go. Because right now he's fading a little bit. All right. It's just they've lost two in a row. We need a big time player to play a big time game. And I need Jack Eichel to step the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
This Hill kid, I love him.
I know.
I love him.
He's been playing out of his mind.
I love everything about him. There's a save he makes that's just, dare I say save of the year, because Scotty, you're going to have some sort of rebuttal, but I think it was the save of the playoffs game.
It was a great save, yeah.
You know, anytime a goalie has to let go of their goalie stick to get across the crease, that means that, like, it's real.
He's going full momentum.
Did you see what Eichel did there, though? That was a good play.
Yeah. Look at him.
Really good play.
Look at him move.
Watch what he does, though.
And just good battle.
Boom. And yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That was the first. Yeah. Yeah, listen, he's in the weeds too, boy. Jack, I like his game. I'll take this game over.
If he's not finding the back of the net, he's getting it done other ways. I mean, until one goes in for him. But look at that.
Look at this. Yeah. These guys, they need to wake up. Vegas, yeah? We're at home. There's no way they lose this game. It's an absolute lock. I don't know what the betting line is, but Vegas does not lose this game.
You don't think so?
No way.
I don't know.
No way.
I don't know. You know, stars are rolling.
Hey.
The stars are rolling. Yep. I just don't think they can win two more in a row against these guys.
And similar to Florida, like Dallas, they kind of got a gut check. You know, Vegas comes out, they score first. They're battling back each game. I think on the road, they're ready to rock. There's not too much that they can't handle right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, it was a good tip. Kid's first goal. Jamie Benn cross-eyed is still, it's just like, I'm thinking, is cross-eyed Jamie Benn going to have a big game tonight?
The table is set for him. The guys got them to
You're
the
really
point.
Pulling for this storyline, aren't you?
I'm just saying, if it would help soften the blow of me being wrong about my prediction.
I was going to say, you're kind of going both ways
because
you're saying Vegas is going to win the cup, but
I believe Vegas is going to win the cup, but I see an interesting storyline developing. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
He can't hide from it. He loves it.
Let me ask you guys this. What game in Vegas are we going to go to if they win tonight? One, two.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Scotty.
Well, I'm just curious.
You had a lot of clinch days and a lot of shit that happened.
We would err on the side of a potential clinch game if it were to present itself.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a six in that series. It's going six.
Yeah,
we're not having it. So you know, you don't want to get there too early, brother.
Did you guys see Tkachuk on NBA on TNT?
I did. Yeah,
I didn't like it.
What was he doing?
I liked Tkachuk, but I mean, Shaq was kind of a dick.
Shaq was a little bit of
Barkley
a dick.
Barkley was fine.
Yeah.
How was Shaq a dick? What did he say?
He said he didn't know anything about hockey, but he likes his game.
No, he said I don't watch hockey at all, but I like to watch you guys fight.
Yeah.
Which is like the lowest hanging fruit that you could possibly do.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Just pretend you're on TV.
And just respect another fellow warrior.
A professional
gamer,
athlete.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, actually, you know what? I usually like what Shaq says.
Me too.
But that was a real...
It's a rare miss for Shaq.
A rare miss, yeah. Okay, it's like Shaq from from the free throw line.
And by the way, you don't think any producers kind of gave him a couple of tidbits to maybe throw
out
there?
Sure, he had notes.
Yeah, he had notes.
But he's also a world-class athlete, and he should understand and go,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
He knows a little bit. How could you not? He knows a little bit about
hockey. He does.
Right.
He
like
does.
Lundqvist on the NHL one, if they had an NBA guy on, he wouldn't say, I don't watch basketball.
Who knows?
Hank is
full of surprises.
Hank is
the king.
Yeah, he is.
The king is full of surprises.
The PK Subban, do you have his outfit? Do you have his outfit thing?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I mean, he rocks some crazy outfits.
You
all
didn't
the time.
See the outfit last game?
No, I didn't.
He had like an MC Hammer outfit on. I mean, his style is he's out of control. It's out of control. It's but the reason I'm bringing that up is these intermission shows are so bad and so boring. I just can't. I can't.
How about your boy Robertson, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's apparently, for the guy that disappeared, he's been leading the charge on this comeback.
Well, since the absence of Jamie Benn, he's really stepped up his game.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now he's got to keep it going with Benn coming back.
Yeah, I'm really pulling for Vegas. Like, I just can't get behind this Dallas team at all.
No.
Although they got some great young players. Again, Jim Nill, you know. All these people that are trying to, these billionaires that own teams and they're trying to find the right formula, like you hire people that have won before. Okay. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Because if you hire somebody experienced, that usually means they've lost somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jim Neal got this is his first GM job.
Come on.
Here's the Aiden Hill save.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, hey, no argument for me. That looks like the save of the playoffs so far. I'm sure Bobrovsky had one that we're kind of.
And again, timely. This is a big game.
Yeah.
Massive.
I agree.
That's a big save.
I agree,
and a big
Kev.
Game.
Timely. Yeah. 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 Do you guys want to talk about the fact that we've just taken 2 days off? Like, was there a reason why?
Well, there's no games.
Well. Yeah, there was a game.
We did five shows last week. I mean, what do you mean?
That's enough? Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of shows.
I mean, my battery feels fully recharged, so I'm happy that I got the 2 days off.
Well, heaven forbid that you would have a mildly not charged battery.
Exactly. Right? You don't want me running low.
Because I'm sure these guys out here...
Do not want him running low.
No.
I'm sure these guys out here feel unbelievable. Like, their batteries are fully charged.
Well, they got ice baths and stuff. I don't have that. I don't have the luxury of a training staff.
I'll bet you Hill wishes he had that one back.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
In this game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eesh. How did he miss that one, you know? That's a tough goal.
It's a tough goal.
But I'll tell you what,
here
it's never a bad time to shoot the puck. And if you can always pull that puck into your body and change the angle, that's a shot. That's how all these kids shoot now. They're all shooters now.
Mm-hmm.
They got shooting coaches. They learn to shoot.
It is, you know, like a slight deflection.
I was going to say, a little tippy.
Yeah.
He should have got it.
Yeah. Definitely should have had it. I mean, like I said in past episodes, Vegas is a rocking barn. I think it's going to be a tough environment for Dallas, but I'm guessing close game.
Did you give us anything else in this package?
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's light.
It's light.
It's a light one. I'll tell you, here's what I'll say. Okay. What have you seen that has been consistent in Dallas over the last two games?
Robertson?
No, not specifics. As a team.
Just
like that goal, for example.
They're rallying behind the captain.
What they're doing is they're playing simple hockey. They're
chipping
pucks.
What was that thing
in.
That he was doing?
Interference.
He
was calling for interference. He didn't know that that Domi got pushed in by his own guy. Dallas has kept it simple, and all their big guns are playing hard.
Mm-hmm.
They chip pucks in, and they've been going to the net.
Chip and chase.
But again, I'll double down on this. If you want to take this bet today, there is no way the Dallas Stars
win
today in Vegas.
I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup. Look, they're just big and strong, and they're all gamers. I don't know. I think they're a tough out.
You okay? Low energy today from you. Jeb Bush.
No, I mean, I'm disappointed in you that we didn't have more in the package. I thought there was a lot of... I sent you some stuff on Instagram.
It wasn't hockey related.
Yeah, it was hockey related.
Such as?
Well, I don't want to get into it right now, but there were a couple of little polls where you could have added in there. Like, something happened. What has happened?
I mean, Latvia won in the tournament.
I would have liked to have seen Luchik their parade.
Canada, and Toffoli and Luch.
I guess, yeah.
That was kind of a big one, right? Didn't they?
Yeah, they won the gold.
Yeah, I mean, they should win the gold, but but the Latvian celebration, the people.
It's the first time ever that they've medaled.
It looks like the million man march. I mean, good on them. All right, enjoy some
massive parade they had.
Get outside. You know, stand up for the fucking national anthem today. Recite the Pledge of Allegiance, okay? Because you could be living somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. That sucks. That just sucks.
Yeah.
Instead of America. Land of the free.
Home of the brave. It's a walk-off. He's not even walking off. He's
I'll wait.
He's all right, yeah. Quick shift.
Quick shift. It's Therese Persia.
Mark Parrish.